Are good times here again on Wall Street?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. J.P. Morgan Chase delivered its quarterly earnings report this morning. And as the first Wall Street bank to tell us how it's doing, J.P. Morgan set the bar pretty high. It says profit was $6.5 billion last quarter. That is up 33% from a year ago, which brings us to an interesting question. If the banks are doing so well, can we stop worrying about the possibility that they're going to take down the entire economy? Here's Marketplace's Mark Garrison.
With record profits on the books, life is certainly a lot better for the largest banks.
I definitely don't think there's nearly as much to worry about now as there was 5 or 6 years ago.
Jim Sinegal is a Morningstar bank analyst. These companies are playing it safer in several ways. For one, there is literally more money in the banks.
Capital levels at all of the big banks have doubled, tripled, or even more since the depths of the financial crisis. And that's the biggest thing contributing to the safety of the financial system.
It's one thing to be healthy when the economy is recovering, and the big banks did survive the Fed's latest simulated crisis. But Mauro Gielen of the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School has a reminder.
We will only find out whether the new situation now is a better one for the country, for the economy, for the consumer, when the next crisis comes by.
It'll take more than quarterly earnings reports to figure that out. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.